This is Pittsburgh Explainer from 90.5 WESA. Every week we help you catch up on the headlines from southwestern Pennsylvania. It's Friday, January 1st. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening. I'm your host, Liz Reed. It is about 6:45 in the morning, and I'm taking my dog on a walk. We are taking a break from the news this week, and instead, I'll be talking with my colleagues about the things that they're doing to get through this winter. You know, winter can already be a hard time for a lot of people. The holidays can be hard for a lot of people. The lack of sunlight can be hard for a lot of people. And this year it's made even harder by a global pandemic that has us isolated from our family and our friends and our coworkers and our community. Which brings me to why you're hearing me walk my dog right now. I decided that in order to get through this winter, I needed to fight the urge to stay in bed later, just because it's dark and cold. And I also thought it would be smart to try to start each day with exercise. And for me, the easiest way to do that is just to walk. So instead of the cursory 10-minute walk around the block with my dog so he can do his business, I've been aiming to walk between 20 and 40 minutes every morning. I happen to live in a hilly neighborhood, so it's pretty good exercise. I also have just been trying to get outside more this winter and trying to be really intentional about that. I recently read this book called Achtung Baby. I think the subtitle is An American Mom on the German Art of Raising Self-Reliant Children. And there's a section in that book that talks about this German phrase that basically says there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. I should mention this phrase has also been attributed to English and Scandinavian cultures as well. But the idea basically is that you can go outside in any kind of weather as long as you're dressed properly. So I've really been trying to embrace that idea, which is why I am outside in the dark and the cold. At last check, it was about 36 degrees. There is a light dusting of snow on the ground. And just getting outside, taking some time to walk and think and get some fresh air has been really good so far. It's only been a couple of weeks of doing this, and there's still a lot of winter left to contend with, but I'm hopeful that this habit will make winter more manageable, if not actually enjoyable. And with that, my hands are getting pretty cold, so I'm gonna stop recording and put my gloves on, and let's hear from my coworkers about how they are staying safe and engaged and grounded this winter.
Do you want to get up?
Let's actually work out after work. Sound good?
Okay.
I'm Laura Satsui, producer for WESA's The Confluence, and this is Josh Kaiser, my partner.
Hi, I'm Josh Kaiser.
And so what we're doing to, I guess, get through the winter and the pandemic, or what we tried to do, is wake up in the morning and do some yoga. But Josh, how do you think it's going?
We're inconsistent.
We tried on Friday. Back to bed.
So basically what we try to do is wake up at 6 a.m., throw out some yoga mats in our living room and do a YouTube yoga video.
It is funny how often we just wake up and we say, are we going to do yoga? And then we decide to sleep more.
I feel like if we actually did it, it would help me cope with winter and quarantine. Yeah, by just feeling a little better, like I'm moving and doing some mindful breathing. But yeah, because we keep opting to sleep in, it's maybe not, we're not getting those benefits at all.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get up and do some yoga.
Sounds good.
Oh, we could sleep for a little longer.
No, let's get up.
Let's go set up the yoga mats.
I think my favorite part of this activity is stretching. I've lost a lot of flexibility, like, just from not being as active as I was in, like, high school and when we were kids. And I think just being like, oh, I'm, like, moving my muscles and I'm not, like, in this tight sitting hunched over person, then that makes me feel really good and it's my favorite part.
Can we just search on YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, party people? Welcome to Yoga with Adrian. I'm Adrian.
This is well, exercise in general makes me feel a lot better. With COVID and everything, a lot of times we're sitting all day and not going anywhere, so it's nice to get moving a little bit.
And then we'll whisper.
That was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the timing. We're really bad at waking up in the morning. Maybe we should revise this plan and instead just aim for evening winter yoga, but we'll see. I'm willing to stick with it. This could be a New Year's resolution.
Definitely. I definitely want to stay active in the new year and keep on trying to do these things we want to do.
My name's Mary Lee Williams, and I'm the editor-producer on The Confluence. I really got into cooking and baking before I got this job, when I was unemployed. I got laid off at the very beginning of the pandemic, and I had a lot of time during the day, and my partner was working, and I felt like I wasn't contributing. I don't know, I just started baking and cooking a lot because I felt like it was a real tangible thing that I could provide. And it was something that I could do with my hands that really helped me kind of escape from the anxiety that I was feeling. And also then I got food at the end. So that made it a lot better, I think. I am making Claire Saffitt's pistachio pinwheel cookies. All right, so shell and grind some pistachios. So right now, shelling pistachios makes me feel like this recipe is going to take longer than I thought it was going to take, which is okay, because the point is not to rush through what I'm doing. The point is to enjoy what I'm doing. And I do enjoy baking and cooking, despite the fact that I'm saying that shelling pistachios takes a while. It's just a fact. I think for me, because I'm so focused on work during the week, I need a way to get off work, particularly because it's in news and you end up thinking about what's happening in the world a lot, that I need a way to not be doing that. And so it's helping me deal with winter and quarantine because it's actually making me slow down. All right, I still have some really big pieces of pistachio, so I'm gonna have to like figure that out. These are going to be really thick pinwheels, I think. Shoot, I ripped up some dough. Fudge. Okay, this is very hard. You know what? That's close enough. Cooking and baking doesn't have to be perfect, and whatever is happening here kind of reminds me of on election night. I needed to be awake to look at the results, but I didn't want to sit there refreshing the results for like 500 hours. So my solution was to attempt to make something very, very, very complicated. And the thing that I chose was Samin Nosrat's big lasagna. Now, the lasagna is vegetarian. I decided to veganize that lasagna. So I bought more vegan cheese than I've ever bought. And I spent probably a solid 6 to 8 hours making that lasagna. It was amazing. And then I still didn't know the election results that night. So I still was up really late, like, refreshing the results and being stressed out. But, you know, I had an amazing lasagna to eat. So I think that kind of made up for it. Okay, now comes the moment of truth where I'm going to attempt to slice this cookie. Okay, I kind of have a pinwheel. Hey, Google, set a timer for 7 minutes.
7 minutes, starting now.
All right, check back in. I tried them. They taste amazing. How do they look? Some of them look kind of like pinwheels. Okay, Google, thank you.
My name is Ariel Worthy, and I am a reporter on the Government and Accountability Team at WESA. This winter, I am actually growing a human for the first time ever in life. This is actually kind of perfect in a way to be pregnant right now because I get seasonal depression sometimes, and I did worry how I would handle this year, how would depression rear its ugly head. And growing a baby does just enough to where it keeps you occupied. I go to enough doctor's appointments and do enough research and take enough naps to where it's almost like I don't have time to be depressed. And also I'm incredibly excited also. So in a way, I think it's kind of helped my depression. One thing I think I've really learned through this whole thing is I did not realize my body can do a lot. I didn't know my skin could stretch the way it does. And it's, you know, for some people, they freak out about that. But I think it's actually cool to be like, wow, your body is like fully capable of doing all of this. Because when you see it happen to other people, it's one thing. But when it's happening to yourself, it's different. One thing people always say is like your hormones sometimes will like go crazy during pregnancy. And I used to think people were joking, or like I thought they were being extra when they would say they were like getting upset about food and during their pregnancy. Well, I completely understood, because one time my husband ate the remainder of some chili that I really wanted, and I literally called his mom and told on him, and I cried, and I was very upset about the whole thing. And I still to this day, it's funny now, but I still to this day think I was perfectly within reason. So I just had my 20-week checkup at my doctor, and it was a little nerve-wracking because I was really nervous about finding the heartbeat, and she had to do some searching.
Is that happening?
But we found the heartbeat, and I feel better now. This appointment itself was just kind of crazy. This was the first one I had where my husband couldn't come back with me.
Can you hear?
Have you asked the heartbeat?
Yeah, this is it.
I don't know, doing this alone is really hard. I mean, that was just an appointment and he was literally in the car, but still, just stuff like that, just going through something like this alone can be a very scary experience. Creating a human is not an easy task at all. A little scary, a little exciting, and some of everything in between.
That's Pittsburgh Explainer for this week. Our show is produced by Katie Blackley. Larkin Page Jacobs is our managing editor. You can find all of our news coverage at our website, wesa.fm, and of course on the air at 90.5 FM. I'm your host, Liz Reed. Thanks for listening. Let's talk next week.